So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. We should talk with Joe Concha from Fox News Channel coming up. Love to have him on. Unfortunately, come on, Henry, you got to work your magic. He doesn't think you can come to Mulligan's on Friday. I doubt that. I have to work him over right now. Johnny demands that he come there.
Hey, once, speak your piece.
Well, once he gives me a target and says, oh, I really love that guy. Is in any way he might be at the remote at Mulligan's? And all. That was with Scott Presler, who I think is coming. But Joe Concha is all the way up north, huh? All right, we'll see. I want to know what he has to say about who's winning in the shutdown in the battle of communique. I told you at the top of the show, Democrats this time, my read is, have made a concerted choice. In the past, they would say Trump oversimplified things. You know what the battle cry is? And before it gets here, I want to play it, Henry, so I don't forget in the middle with Joe. Here's a cut of the Speaker of the House. This is Mike Johnson on NBC, and they will not allow him. They're acting like this is so unscientific. It's so such a lie. This is cut 15. NBC, the host, Melvin, Mr. Melvin on NBC, the Speaker Johnson. We can't go there to that.
As you know, Mr. Speaker, Democrats have said this is about access to health care and lower premiums. But I want to talk more about this broader concept of, you mentioned the 750,000 furloughed workers, and you've got thousands of workers who are federal workers who are actually working right now, just not being compensated for that work. This idea that they're being used as pawns in this tug of war between Republicans and Democrats. A lot of folks in this country are absolutely tired of the unending political battles, and now these battles are actually affecting people's paychecks and bottom lines. What would you say to those folks who feel like they're being used as pawns in a game?
Craig, I agree 100%. It's disgusting. I'm so sick of these games, and that's what's being played. What they're not telling you, they claim that this is an argument about health care. If they were trying to provide for health care, then why did Chuck Schumer counter proposal include a reduction of $50 billion for rural hospitals? That's literally in his counter proposal. They also want to spend $1.5 trillion more dollars on their far left programs. They want to give taxpayer funded benefits to elite illegal aliens again. We cut all that out because it doesn't follow our law and it doesn't follow common sense.
Mr. Speaker,
and no, it is. Look at page 57, section 2141 of the bill that Chuck Schumer filed.
I had a hankering feeling you were going to bring that up, and I actually did look at it, and we can't get into it, obviously, here on the show. But that last statement was a bit was a bit misleading. This idea that they want
reforms that we made, and that would add $200 billion taxpayer funds to illegal aliens. Go to my website, speaker.gov. You can see it for yourself.
All right. They brought up Democrats on health care. What Democrats say, he counters it. It's like gravity. We all know gravity. We can't debate that here. The guy's nice enough, but there's a directive. We're not going to let them say, meaning Trump, Johnson, that this is about illegals at one level or another and health care, that's part of it. We're not going to let you talk about that. Why? Because they've settled it in their minds. He's being told it's not. So you can't say that. Now, what Fox did, they brought on Shanine from New Hampshire, and they showed her, and she at least listened, the presidential candidates in 2020, all saying give health care to illegal immigrants as the position. And she just said, well, that has nothing to do with any of this. But we've seen this before. The last time I've seen it is when they talked about election irregularities in the 2020 election. And outfits like NBC would say, we're not going to talk about that. That's false. We've ruled it. Every part of it's false. Now, certain parts of it, I believe, are false. Okay. But there are other parts of it. We saw what happened here in Pennsylvania with the Supreme Court, et cetera. They're ruling on this. They're told as a news organization, alleged news organization, we're not going to let him make that point. Certain points you can't make. And it always seems to cut this way. He made the point in the beginning, what Democrats say about health care, then the rest of it was going forward. They both agreed. This is theatrics, kabuki, shutdown. And then what happens? Mr. Speaker, I've told you several times, we're not going to talk about that here. That's the core issue. You have to talk about that. Aren't you prepared, NBC, to refute him? Is it too hard to do that? It's too complicated. Stop talking about the shutdown then, because that's what Republicans are doing and Democrats are too. Democrats are not bypassing it this time. I think Joe Concha is very sensitive. It's a perfect time to have him on here from Fox News Channel. As soon as he's ready, at least I saw Mr. Concha's light there. I thought, no, Henry, you're talking to him. Okay. This point that I just played you with NBC with Craig Melvin saying, we're not going to get into that here. Let me go to Joe. Joe's current book, The Greatest Comeback Ever. Trump, why don't I? The greatest comeback ever. Let's go to Joe Concha here on Talk Radio 1210 about the Trump comeback. Hey, Joe, welcome in. I just played NBC's Craig Melvin. I'm not sure if you saw this cut with Mike Johnson. He brings up health care, and when Johnson, a little bit into the conversation, refutes it and talks about illegals, his response is, this is settled. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to relitigate that. You can't talk about that here.
Wow. And that's not MSNBC, right? That's NBC. That's the mothership.
And the guy's a nice guy. He's getting that directive. This is settled, just like gravity. Why do you keep on bringing it up to Johnson after he talked about health care? Why not refute Johnson, if you want, with other evidence that Johnson's wrong on that?
Right, because Craig Melvin is Democrat, probably. Right? I mean,
yeah.
Every interview is hostile with the House Speaker. It's always hostile with Trump or J.D. Vance. That's they go in there as Democrats, not as journalists who are just trying to get to the truth. And if you want to challenge Johnson on this, to your point, then fine, bring up XYZ or whatever Democratic talking point, but at least debate it. Can't say it's settled. I mean, NBC did this years ago with, like, well, climate change, it's settled. Well, what's settled? AOC said the world would end in 2031? I mean, this is a conversation we could have in terms of degrees of global warming, if it's happening at all. So, yeah, I'm not surprised anymore. A poll just came out from Gallup. Trust in media is now at an all-time low. And it's only at 28% because Democrats more or less are still like the media because they like what they're hearing from them, obviously. But when you look at Republicans and independents, you're talking like single digits or low teens as far as trust. And this is why, because it's not about journalism anymore. It's about opinions and sharing your feelings on things and not asking good, solid questions. And that comes from laziness and it comes from bias. Those two things in that order.
Yeah. And Joe, again, to the point we're both making, if you want to duke it out, I'm fine with that. They say this, you say the other side. Journalistically, you can do that. But to cut it off, and he's stumbling going forward, cutting it off, we can't talk about that here. It's just stunning. So, Joe, overall,
yeah,
what are
some... too, right?
Yeah.
The way it's presented, oh, we're not going to talk about that anymore, right?
I got to tell you, from the time you were with us before, we're doing a big event, the guy who's our sponsor, and wow, you got to get Joe Concha. Other people, about your book, you just suggested the 99... unlikable people and Don Lemon. We had to do that for 2 or 3 days. How it filtered through. So people love it here. What's happening with that book? Did you make a decision?
No, it's funny. I'm on a hike right now. Probably okay. Can hear some little noise in the background. And while I hike, I think. And when I think, I type. So I was just going through my list of 99 to try to get to 99. I think I'm at like 92 at this point before we got on the phone. So, yeah, it's going great. I want to know from your listeners, like, any good ideas? Maybe there's people I'm missing that you can remember
yes,
that they shared?
The winner was, you know what, Henry? We had to pull that and send him a few.
Yeah,
the winner was the... The guy's really good. It was all in the call. The leftist, typical leftist caller, that kind of thing. That was the winner when we did it. But they don't think Don Lemon is obnoxious enough, insufferable enough to be number one. So who do you have up in the top five, maybe, or so?
Randy Weingarten, for what she did to my kids when they were in kindergarten and first grade.
Yep,
keeping
exactly.
them home for 2 years.
Exactly.
And now she's denying. I really wanted to send them back. Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I hate you. I don't hate very often, but for what you did to my kids, you screw with my kids, you screw with me. All right, so that was one. George Conway, I just think, is just such a phony.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? He donated $1 million of his kids' trust fund to the Biden campaign last year because he wants to save democracy. He's such a grifter, and no one would pay attention to this guy if he wasn't married to Kellyanne. Thank God
she
got rid of him.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Brian Stelter, of course. I mean, that's easy, right?
the hall monitor. America's hall monitor. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Or Jake Tapper. I'm going to expose the cover-up around the Biden cognitive decline. Uh-huh. I wrote about it 3 years ago, pal. Welcome to the party. I mean, I could go on, but yeah, just off the top of my head, that's
well,
who I am.
Well, you know what? We will definitely, we'll ask Sweet Joe when we're finished talking today. I'll ask a little bit more and on Twitter too, and we'll send you some in the next couple of days. But I'm so glad you decided to do that. It's a fun book, but you've listed a few there that we ordinarily don't think. You're outside the box a little bit with some of the targets on this and some of the stuff that goes on.
Yeah, and we're going to go like actors too as well, right? And actresses for that matter. She's not an actress, but like Greta Thunberg. I mean, come on. I mean, that writes itself. She's constantly on those flotillas. They're like party boats, trying to get into Gaza. That's quite funny. And then obviously like the Alec Baldwins of the world. Boy, I wish I had the list in front of me, but I'd have to put you on speaker if I did.
I'm so glad you're doing it though. We really want to feature that. So. Joe, do you agree this time around? I've read a couple of people this morning making a point that Democrats have decided they're not going to bypass Trump. They're going to have the conversation that Trump seemingly wants to have about health care, illegals, et cetera. I think their base is demanding that they duke it out with them. How can you win on that? How are they thinking they can win on that?
I don't think they can because, Dom? When you just talk to regular people, you do every day with your callers, but is anybody really feeling the government being shut down right now? Because 70% of it is still up,
right?
So, ooh, I can't go to my national park. Oh, well, some workers are getting furloughed right now. Well, the size of government most people think is too big anyway. So I don't mean to be insensitive, but Democrats, they think they could wait this out. This could go on for many, many weeks, if not months. And Trump's going to be able to get done a whole bunch of stuff that if the government was open, they'd be able to stop. So they're shooting themselves in the foot, and they have the worst possible two spokespeople as the faces of this shutdown. That's Chuck Schumer, and that's Hakeem Jeffries, and the Sombrero. How do you say? Sombrero.
Sombrero, yes.
not a word I use very often, obviously. That meme is absolutely working because you could tell that the left is losing their mind over it. So they could call Trump Hitler and an authoritarian and a fascist, but you do one meme about Jeffries and put him in a hat and, you know, get a band, Mexican band name behind him, suddenly that's way too offensive. No, I don't think you guys have the moral high ground on this anymore.
Can Republicans overplay the hand if they come in and they use this power vacuum in an almost unlimited way to be cutting agencies and doing all of that, the Russ Vought stuff? Now, you know, Vought, I don't think, is going to do that, or Trump might do a little bit of it. Is that their fault line? Is that where Republicans can go off in this?
Yeah, people don't like big radical changes, right. Whether it's left or right. So, yeah, don't overplay your hand and just let Democrats keep talking and shoot themselves in the foot. I mean, Elizabeth Warren lost her mind during an interview with CBS this morning where she was actually challenged by the anchor for once by saying, yeah, you know, illegals would get covered in your plan as far as health care. And she just lost her mind. And you watch this, you're like, these people, they can't control their emotions. You know, they're like 13-year-olds who were told that their curfew is going to be 10 o'clock instead of midnight. Like, that's how they act, and when they act petulant, people can't take them seriously. So I think, yeah, the Republicans hold all the cards right now, and you see a Washington Post poll out today that blames Schumer for the shutdown more than Trump, and that's pretty surprising.
A weekend for Joe Concha. When are we going to see you on Fox?
This weekend I'm on from 5 to 8. The big weekend show is now 3 hours, so 5 to 8 Eastern time, Saturday and Sunday. So it cuts into my football viewing time, but that's fine because being on a popular show like that certainly is worth working a couple of hours. So do tune in. Fox News, 5 p.m.
All right, Joe. And where do we find you on Twitter?
That is at, let's see, I'm Joe Concha TV, at Joe Concha TV. On the Twitter, I am like 10 followers away from getting to 300,000. So whoever's listening out there right now, be that 300,000.
And Joe, we will get you at least 3 to 5 of our very best. So you're up to 92. You're almost at the 100 here. 99.
Yeah. 99. Oh, Sharon, man, I know I'm missing somebody.
All right, Joe. We'll get them to you. Thanks for coming on again today, Joe. Appreciate
all right. Thanks, Tom. Have a good one.
You're welcome. Joe Concha from a hike here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. The leftist caller was too. It was a winner that day. It was a great one. I don't know if we have other suggestions. You can hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210. It's not the most hated. It's you heard some of the ones he suggested. It's the most insufferable. Here locally, we got, Krasner, Madeline Dean, top of mind for me. Yeah. Henry, you got something?
Well, no, I was going to read the rest from that day.
Oh, yeah, give us a few more.
Bowen Levittown gave us a, how dare you?
Greta Thunberg. Okay.
Joe Columbus gave us the guy in the left lane that's going too slow.
All right, yeah.
Earl Ciccone with the Twitter liberals.
Right.
Joe Nexon with Hunter Biden, and of course, Drew and Upper Darby with Nurse Ratched.
All right, well, those are not exactly, he's staying in the contemporary. Yeah. We need a few that fit into that mode. He's got 92 of them. If you have one, hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210 or 855-839-1210. You can hit us. A person. And again, not insufferable in the sense of a dictator or anything else. Think of a few nationally. He probably has Jasmine Crockett, I would think, already. Just trying to think of those that are a little bit more low, if he's into 92 here. But what we are seeing here is Democrats are thinking they can duke it out with Trump on the conversation that Trump wants to have. Let's debate this. The American people are going to believe Democrats, the people here illegally, that that's not part of what Democrats are trying to do around health care. How do you win on that? They've already proven this time after time. But they're thinking that's better than just saying we're not going to dignify that with a response and move on. That's what we're seeing play out. All right. First, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right. We're playing for a pair of tickets today to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. Philly Sports put to music Wednesday, November 19th at World Cafe, live in Philadelphia. For tickets, JoeConklin.com. All right, Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So today we're asking something for that's associated with Los Angeles, Southern California, that kind of vibe. And there's a lot of pieces of music that I could have picked from in order to get this money melody to you. But I thought of the most iconic song I could think of about California, and that would happen to be Hotel California by the Eagles.
Yeah.
So simply put, I'm going to play you a cover of Hotel California. I want to know the language this cover is being sang in or the country it comes from. note about this country or this language. Right now, it's a very popular spot. I'm going to leave it at that. So here, I'm going to play you this song. I want to know the country or the language. Yeah, not exactly the harmonies of the Eagles coming through there, but still a solid cover.
Yeah, but not exactly. Again, they can't ratchet up. The intensity is not quite there.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
All right, hit us with that, though, and you are going off to see Joe Conklin. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Okay, Hotel California in another country language. Here's the cover. Which country or which language? All right, let's go to Gretchen in Yardley. Oh, hi, Gretchen. Country or language? Which one do you have?
Country.
Okay.
Russia.
Sorry, Gretchen, I don't hear Russia with that. Nah, it's not that flavor. Gene in Abington. All right, Gene, what's your answer?
Germany. German.
All right, very nice. Yeah, I was hearing a little bit more of that. Henry, you said they're very popular right now.
Yeah, it's Oktoberfest.
Oh, there you go.
Popular part
That's
of the
right.
world right now.
Exactly right. Yeah. You know, we're getting ready to head off to Sicily and Calabria the end of this month.
Oh, really? Snuck up on us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was like, what? When we got the tickets the other day. Yeah, that'll be happening. No word yet if I can broadcast from there. I've done it before in Rome, but Sicily might be a little bit more complicated. All right, so Gene is the winner. And, Gene, you'll be off to see Joe Conklin. It's a great night out. You love Philadelphia sports or Philadelphia at all. Okay. Got the side question going on at 855-839-1210 is how you get in. I mentioned this early on. Look, how far are we going to go with this? The driverless car, Henry sort of has done and doesn't see much of a problem with it. But Philly Axios today says, here's a PSA for all of our naughty readers. There's a new way to work out your neck and back kinks. Escape is offering robot massages across the country, including at nearby Hand and Stone Spa in Hamilton, New Jersey. How it works? Sessions can be booked for 15, 30, or 50 minutes. Prices start at $30. They talked about somebody getting some kind of robot burn or something and wanting, it's nothing to worry about, that kind of thing. I don't know. You want some robot working on your neck?
No, not at all.
Absolutely.
I don't know how strong those arms can be. What if they malfunction? They go.
Oh, exactly. Right.
Something could get stuck.
Yeah. That's exactly. What in the world are we going toward? Why? I think it might be a little bit cheaper here, or a little bit that these people sort of are in demand and it's hard to get an appointment. I'm not sure. But my God, this is just ludicrous stuff. What's the next avenue? You know, surgeons. I know, look, a surgeon can use robotics in their surgery, right? We get that. But being operated on robotically by the robot, making this, they cannot use judgment. Why are we going down this path? Well, we're told China, AI, and everything. I get it. But there are guidelines here. And this, to me, one of the great pleasures in life. No, I can't imagine this. All right. It's 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hey, as we end the week together, Chester County Democrats, who Henry has invited on, here's what they wrote, and I just got this from their Facebook today. This was their 14th point about spotting fascism. We conclude our look at the 14 key points often used to identify how fascist or any dictatorial regime can manipulate a nation into surrendering its freedom. Today we consider the final point, and it's an important one. Point 14. Fraudulent elections. Whoa, wait a minute. Sounds like Democrats. Sometimes elections in fascist nations are a complete sham. Other times elections are manipulated by smear campaigns against or even assassination of opposition candidate. Whoa, wait a minute. Wasn't that the Republican candidate? Use of legislation to control voting numbers or political district boundaries. Manipulation of the media. Fascist nations also typically use their judiciaries to manipulate or control elections. Elections in the United States never have been more efficiently run or more fraud-free. You guys are near Philadelphia, are you serious? Than today. But you would not know it if you've been independent fact-checking. We have open, honest, and fair elections, period. Because of that, it makes more Democrats feel uncomfortable to become the ones claiming election fraud or manipulation. But the fact is, Donald Trump and Republicans are attempting to rig future elections. They're doing that by gerrymandering, by eliminating early voting, voting by mail, limiting polling locations, even trying to set the state up for their form of manipulation. All right. Thank you for your contribution. The credits at the bottom of the show when rolling on Twitter or wherever we post ought to say thank you to the Chester County Democrats, who have enlightened us with their 14 points on how to sniff out these fascists. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. And Drew, you're on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Drew, you won once already this week. What do you have today?
Hey, Dom, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Dom, I'm going to ask you to jog your memory a little bit. Yesterday when you mentioned Mayor Frank Rizzo,
yes,
I thought about, like, you know, he was like the Donald Trump of Philadelphia. You know, he just said what was on his mind. And, Dom, I don't know if you remember, in the mid to late 70s, he had a remark that the Philadelphia Police Department is better equipped or stronger than the country of Cuba. Do you remember him saying
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he said he wanted to take on the Red Brigades, and then, you know, before dinner time, he would beat Cuba. Yes, I remember it, of course.
Yeah. I just thought about that. It's amazing, man. I liked Frank. But hey, Dom, you know, I was in the Air Force, and I took an interest in, like, aircraft. And, like, especially fighter aircraft, every plane that was developed and manufactured, they all had to be tested.
Right.
And where else would they test them? In the sprawling desert, the Mojave Desert of Southern California. There's even a national park there called Death Valley National Park. But it's because the terrain of the Mojave Desert is just flat. It's perfect landing right. strips for all these aircraft.
Good one, Drew. Outside the box coming up, Stacey Garrity, candidate for governor. John Baer, who usually, I think, is a little bit more to the Democrat side at Politics PA, touts her as running already a high-powered, outstanding campaign that is unusual for this early on against Josh Shapiro. She's next, the state budget impasse, and she's getting a lot of kudos, if you missed it, for saying, yes, we will lend money to the counties, the others, at 4.5% interest, as I remember it. The head of the Senate was on the other day saying they're going to pass legislation that would help with that in another way. She'll explain here on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Always pleasure to talk with Treasurer Stacey Garrity, Treasurer of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, candidate for governor. And I'm reading from Politics PA John Baer about how out front this campaign is already, he says, and it's only the beginning of October. And she offered a sensible idea in the middle of a huge budget impasse, the $500 million pool of low-interest Treasury loans for counties and Head Start programs most in need. Let's go to Stacey Garrity. Treasurer, a welcome in. Not only does John Baer say that, the head of the Senate the other day talked about legislation that would make that even more enticing for people that need this money now.
Hey, Dom, great to be with you. Yes, and late-breaking news, and that is probably going out in the next 5 minutes, is that we're going to extend the program to the Rape and Abuse Crisis Center, to domestic violence, and to pre-K.
That is wonderful. Let's start with domestic violence and the Rape Center, too. And the president the other day of the Senate made this comment, Stacey. Who in the world, A, could be in opposition? And who in the world wouldn't jump on and say, look, we're in another party, but Garrity's exactly right here. We need that money, domestic violence and rape centers, in any legal way that we can right now.
Well, exactly. So this should be totally bipartisan as far as I'm concerned. And this really takes care of our most vulnerable populations. And I think that I have a responsibility to help if I have any sort of tool in the toolkit. So that will be going out, that press release, momentarily. And we did meet with, our friends in the Senate, and so they were all for just, you know, this small expansion of the program.
Well, but it's the type of thing that the media, the Inquirer and these others, ought to be publicizing and talking about. It shows the creativity you have and the foresight and also, but the good business sense. But the legislation could, she talked about, help you make this less painful, I would say, for the counties, the Head Starts, the rape centers, domestic violence centers.
That is their goal, to forgive the interest, which I think would be great because, A, it's not their fault that the budget wasn't passed, and B, we're earning interest on money that we wouldn't be earning interest on because it would have already been pushed out to these right. different programs.
The polling that I've seen, it's just one poll, Quinnia Pack, shows you doing really well, and Baer mentioning that. The only thing is, and you're aware of that, and I think you're going to be barnstorming to take care of that, in certain parts of the state, name recognition. But once they see you in action, hear you, your manner, what I've seen up close, is going to press this, but we have a long way till the election.
Well, we do have a long way to the election. My name ID is not so high, which is not surprising, but we'll be chipping away at it little by little. And, I'm at this time when Dave McCormick was running against Bob Casey, the gap was far greater. So we're also encouraged by that.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, it is name recognition. But when you do something like this, not in a wild way, but in a controlled way that we talked about this before, and I can see that because now you're extending it. Have people taken advantage of this? Are the counties or Head Starts, are they considering taking advantage of these loans?
Absolutely. So definitely the counties yesterday, and I'm sure a lot more came in. We had calls, it was in the double digits, and we have some loan applications that already came in today. So they are definitely very interested in it. And I believe if the interest is waived, then we'll even, you know, get more interest. But the counties are absolutely hurting. I've heard from them. And a lot of them have already shuttered services. So this will truly be helping our seniors, our kiddos, you know, those mm-hmm. that need help with drug and alcohol. And I'm happy to help where I can help. And honestly, I'm not doing it as a candidate for governor. I was thinking about how could I help the Head Starts early August when they reached out to me. And so just finally, you know, decided, hey, we do short-term investment pools. If we can back it by an appropriation, there's, you know, right. we can follow the same format.
Well, and the politics of this. Now, if you wanted to, and you're not that type of person, or in your role or personally, you would just sit on your hands here. You wouldn't do this because the other side, some on the other side at least, Matt Bradford, like to cause pain. We're seeing this at the national level. That's the idea. Cause pain and you'll gain politically. You are removing some of that pain in a big way. That's not politics. That's what we ought to be doing.
Well, it's absolutely not politics, and it is what we should be doing. We should be serving people, and, you know, this is how government should be working, Dom, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we're there to work for people, we don't, and the people don't work for us.
Absolutely. We're so glad you came on to talk about that. What else in the coming week in the campaign? Is there another issue that you'll be talking about across the state?
Really, right now, I've sort of been inundated by getting this program up and running.
Okay.
But we're still, you know, we're still going around. We're talking to folks. You know, we're looking at different pain points. Mm-hmm. You know, every county I go to, seniors reach out, and you know, they want help with property tax. So that's one thing that is a resounding theme in all four corners of the Commonwealth. So, you know, we'll be looking to see what other common sense things that we can bring to the table. But you know what? If we just unleash the energy that we have under our feet,
exactly.
We've talked about this, that's where we're going to get some financial breathing room.
Well, the first thing to do that I would encourage the media to do that would be what we should be doing is to assess, has Josh Shapiro done that, yes or no? I would say no. You know, he's good at camouflaging or whatever, but what you want to do is substantially different than what he would do as far as unleashing energy.
Well, 100%. And when you look at it, so wind and solar have been subsidized by the federal government for over four decades. Right now, of course, that's going to be coming to an end with the one big beautiful bill. But if you look at the percent increase that we've had in Pennsylvania, it's only gone from 2% to 4%. So we're also in trouble because we have an unreliable grid, and all the projects in the past, oh gosh, number of years have been 90% solar. So we really haven't done ourselves any help. And then electricity prices, they continue to increase, and, you know, our seniors can't afford it.
Exactly. So, Stacey Garrity, where do we go to chart when you're going to be in our area, the campaign, et cetera? Where do we go?
Sure. So Garrity4PA.com is the website, and then Stacey Garrity for Pennsylvania on Facebook. And then X is, again, at Garrity4PA.
Thanks for coming on. This is exactly, in the middle of this shutdown, this is exactly what people in government, and we have essentially an impasse shutdown in some ways in Pennsylvania. This is what government should be doing so that as it gets haggled over, life at least goes on in the counties, et cetera. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, my honor. Thanks, Dom.
All right, Stacey Garrity here on Talk Radio 1210. You can see what's happening. Her approach is not the painful one that would be politically, it's a solution. And Kim Ward, the president of the Senate the other day, made that case that they were looking so that this would not be 4.5%. It would be covered because it's their money after all. And again, I told you we had a great time. The Warrington Republicans and Dana Hunter used to be the head of the school board over in Central Bucks, and a bunch of other people we met, Guy Shiraki there, at this firehouse fundraiser event on Tuesday. And in talking with them, some of them were floored. Others were screaming out the name. I said, who's the man Who's the great Oz? I'm writing a column. I'm making him the Oz behind the thing. Matt Bradford! You know, we'll have to have somebody pull the curtain away. How does this guy, this big mouth coward now, he won't come on as he did a couple years ago. And again, my rule, I'll shut up the first 3 minutes. Tell me where we're wrong. He is the co-governor, at least, of Pennsylvania. And he does not want this impasse solved, at least based upon what we've seen so far. All right, 855-839-1210. It is the lightning round. We'll get a winner for the week on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Dodgers tomorrow night. First game. The real World Series, arguably. That all-time association, person, place, or thing. Haven't gotten too many persons. And then we'll pull the winner here for a $50 gift card to Gallows Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Thank you, Jim Harvey. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton. Alan, what's yours?
So, Hollywood Walk of Fame, all the famous movie stars of all time.
All right, thank you. I think Trump was on there, but they continue to deface it, and that's problematic. Jerry, I think, has got a pretty good universal one. Jerry, what's yours?
Good afternoon, Don, guys.
Hi.
Hey, when you see the Beach Boys dressed in their outfits and they're singing California Dreamin', California Girls, with all due respect to Wildwood, you know it's not Wildwood, it's California.
Whoa, there's nothing else you can think of. All right, thank you, Jerry, for that. I'd have to take offense at that remark. You should get the mayor of Wildwood on. All right. Well, I didn't say Wildwood, I said South Philly. Pat Shunk and Mifflin, right now. I where's that camera I had installed over there as people walk by? I asked for that in the last contract, so we can go to that with YouTube and all now. Yeah, that's right. Phil in Delaware, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Phil.
Hey, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Phil.
I wasn't sure. Did someone say Ghirardelli chocolate in San Francisco?
No, no one said that.
That's whenever I go to San Francisco, I always see the big sign from the wharf and the Golden Gate Bridge. Actually, you can see it from there.
All right. Thank you, Phil. We were more centered. I was going Southern California though, because of the Dodgers. I got you. The Earl of Tacony. All right, Earl, what's yours today?
I'll have to tell you my solar story next week. But my answer is something I can get if I win today. I remember when it first came out in the early 80s, they used to have it in the humor magazines like Mad Magazine and Crack Magazine and portray it as a hamburger wrapped in a bathing suit. That would be the California Burger, which is a burger started out with lettuce, tomato, and onion. But the modern incarnation of the California Burger is avocado, sprouts, and Monterey Jack cheese.
That sounds pretty good, even though I wouldn't eat a burger. But, yeah, the rest of it sounds good.
I can see that being between a lettuce bun, too.
Okay. Oh, absolute nice touch. All right. Let's see if he's on brand as usual. He's like Lou Gehrig. He shows up every day, never off brand. Joe of Exton. By the way, what was the career, the guy that replaced Lou Gehrig? Did they ever know what his OPS and his career was and all that?
Oh, man. I just looked
I'd love to know. And the guy that replaced Cal Ripken, the same thing. It never is seamless that you get another even really good player. Let's go to Joe in Exton. Hey, Joe.
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. Good
afternoon.
I connect Southern California with San Diego, where I completed basic naval training. There is a strong Mexican influence throughout Southern California, and the name San Diego translates as St. James.
All right. Thank you, Joe, very much. And Bill and Bucks, our final hitter today. Bill, what's yours?
Oh, hi there, Dom. Mine is in Santa Monica, California. There's a sign on the Santa Monica Pier that says End of the Trail, Route 66.
Yeah, that's iconic, Route 66 and that Santa Monica Pier. Let's ask Andrew first. Let's get today's winner before we get the winner of the week. Andrew, what did you think? Yeah, your mic's not on there. Do you have anybody?
I think his mic's busted.
Oh, okay. All right.
Try that again.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. What do you have?
No, oh, man, no, it's toast.
Just tell Henry who it is, and he'll tell me, I guess. Yeah.
No, I was going to say the Mojave Desert.
The Mojave Desert. Doing up with Mojave Desert.
Okay. Henry, how about a couple of yours?
I like the Mojave Desert one answer as well. I liked Scott Mountain-Laurel's answer of the Showtime Lakers. It really epitomized what L.A. was at that time. Mm-hmm. I like Jerry Wilmington's answer of the Beach Boys. And you know what? Earl Tacconi with the California Burger.
I got to go with the Beach Boys. I think they did more for California, although I was at the time the Laker image pretty good. But the Beach Boys really made it that, you know, California is magical in a way that was over X number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came to Philadelphia, how did we spell shining? They came here for a big event from C to S-H-I-N-N-I-N-G. Wilson Good era. All right, Henry, let's go the winners of this week.
All right, so Monday we asked for an American, a famous American that's non-politician.
Yeah,
Chuck in Newtown Square had the answer of Jonas Salk.
Yes.
Tuesday we asked for something that you find blasphemous. Earl Tacconi won with the pineapple on pizza answer, of course. Wednesday we asked for that all-time marketing for something, whether it's a phrase or a product.
Mm-hmm.
We asked for, or we got Drew and Upper Darby's answer of a day that lived in infamy.
Yep.
Yesterday, we asked for that all-time bad idea. David in Lexington won with asking about a woman's weight. And then you heard it here. Today's winner, Jerry in Wilmington with the Beach Boys. If I put all of these into the hat real quick and get the drum roll rolling. Oh, it's a number two. Earl Tacconi, this week's winner.
All right, Earl, you're off to, you're not too far away. You're into tack. Coney, so you're only 10 minutes away, 15 as the crow flies, maybe, from Gallo's $50 gift card. Thank you, Jim Harvey and Harb's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. You visit them online at gallosandburgerbar.com, right there near Ron, one of our favorite spots, to put it mildly. All right. Great week and a lot of stuff brewing. Don't forget, a week from today, we will be over there with Johnny Z, and Henry will be your major domo. I love saying that word. I think it fits. And he will throw a football 40 yards. It's a Bridgestone. It's regulation. I've ruled on this. The NFL can do whatever they want. It's like the tush push. This may be the last year of the Bridgestone ball, but that's what we're using. We'll see what we get. And we have great people coming. If you've seen these two young guys that got Larry Krasner, gazillion hits and all that. Frank Scales and colleague will be there. Scott Presser, we think, is there. Jack Cittarelli may pop over on his way to the big rally. Over 1,000 people already registered for that. It's a pregame show. Right there at 310 West Hildreth, right there across from the Acme in the heart of Wildwood. And then you scoot over for the big event with all the bloviation that will happen for Jack Cittarelli. So, make it a day. Just plan it now. Make it a day. Weather should be good. Everything should be in place. And there'll be a lot of media coverage. This will hopefully show where this campaign is going. Do we have Mikey one more time? A quick bite of Mikey Sherrill before Matt Rooney takes over. Here's Mikey Sherrill's response to what I just said. I heard Trump. I heard helicopter. Thank you, Mikey. Matt Rooney next. Have a great weekend. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.